Oh, yeah. Hi there. Hi, gang. Welcome to the acoustic evening with Dave Edmunds. I never thought I'd hear those words, but there you go. I haven't played today, so I'm just going to warm up with some guitar rags, okay? Yeah. Okay, some Mel Travis stuff. Thank you. Thank you. That was great. I just started doing the solo stuff. I've never done it before. It seems a bit daunting, but I'm really enjoying it, and it helps to have an audience like you and a great place to play in like this. Really, that's great. Okay, I used to be in this band called Rock Pile once. And,
Oh, yeah. All right. Okay.
Yeah, that was me and Nick Lowe. And Billy and Terry. And it wasn't exactly a career move. This was done... We had a lot of fun, I'll just say that, for 3-4 years, something like that. It was great. And it shouldn't have worked, really, because Nick was with a major record company. He was with CBS, and I was with Atlantic, another major company. So we couldn't really record together. But that didn't stop us. We thought, hell with it. We got a nice little band here, and we enjoyed going out touring. And it was fun. So if Nick had an album out, he'd stand in the middle. And... And it would be Rock Pile featuring Nick Lowe. And if I had an album out and we toured behind that, it would be Dave Edmunds' Rock Pile. Right? And that was okay until we both had albums out at the same time. Then it got confusing. For instance, we were on tour in America one day and I was in New York, walking down a street in New York, and this beautiful girl came up to me and she said, "You're Dave Edmunds." And I said, "Yes." And she said, "Can you get me Nick Lowe's autograph?" So it was confusing, you know. But it was a lot of fun. And I kind of miss it, but I guess it couldn't have lasted forever. This is one of the songs we used to do.
Well, the bride looked a picture in the gown that her mama wore when she was married herself nearly 27 years before. They had to change the style just a little, but it looked just fine. Set up all night, but they got to finish just in time. Now in the arm of her daddy, she's a-walking down the aisle. I see her catching my eye and give me a secret smile. Maybe it's too old-fashioned, but we once were close friends. Oh, but the way that she looks today, she never could have been. But I can see her now in her tight blue jeans, pumping all her money in a record machine. She's spinning like a top. You should have seen her go. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. Now a poor daddy only wanna give his little girl the best. But so he put down a friend on a cozy little lover's nest. You could have called a reception an unqualified success. Had a flash hotel for 150 guests. Now take a look at the bridegroom smiling, pleased as pie, shaking hands all around with a glassy look in his eye. He got a real good job and his shirt and tie is nice. But I remember the time when she would never even look at him twice. But I can see her now drinking with the boys, breaking their hearts like they were toys. She used to want a party, she used to want to go. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. But I can see her now with her headphones on, jumping up and down to her favorite song. I still remember when she used to want to make a lot of noise, hopping and bopping with the street corner boys. She used to want a party, she used to want to go. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll.
Oh, you look.
Well, you look comfy there.
Oh, yeah.
Can't ask for better than that. It's because you're all comfortable, I can see. It's amazing, isn't it? Great. It's better than home. Okay, I want to do a Chet Atkins song, because that's the other reason I got out here, is because I like playing Chet Atkins, Mel Travis stuff, and I got tired of playing it at home. I thought I'd come out and, you know, play to you. This is a Chet Atkins song called Happy Again.
Thank you.
cause she's alone. Well, it's bringing my baby. Yeah, she's mine, oh my, she's mine.
This next one's an old Welsh hymn I've known all my life, because I'm Welsh, see? So I would. It's called Men of Harlech. Thank you.
men of Harlech.
So who recorded that first? And what's it called, first of all? That's in the sound. Yeah, we know. Who recorded it first? Huh? Oh. Mac Wiseman. He's a bluegrass singer. I'd never heard of him either.
Right.
Certainly is, my friend.
From the factory, driving like a nut in the rain. Don't think I was acting so hysterically. I didn't see a thing until it came. I'm at the dump suburban in the takeaway, beating up the Johnny at the counter. I put a few inside me at the end of the day. I took out my revenge on the revolution counter. Crawling from the racket, crawling from the racket. Bits of me are scattered in the trees and on the hedges. Crawling from the wreckage, crawling from the wreckage into a mini car. Nothing ever happened that ain't happened before. I feel it all through flashes of depression. I got my motor, get some people running from the door. I gotta make some kind of progression. Cause when I'm disconnected from the driving wheel, I'm only half the man I should be. The metal hitting metal is all I feel. Everything is good as it's ever gonna be. And I crawl from the wreck, crawl from the wreck. Think by now at least I have my brain, would get the message. Crawl from the wreckage, crawl from the wreckage. Take me just a little farther down the line. The moonlight, you're just a heartache in disguise. But won't you keep my heart from breaking if it's only for a very short time? Playing with a queen of heart, knowing it ain't really smart. The joker ain't the only fool who'll do anything for you. Thinking about When they're handing out the heartaches, you know you got the heavy sun. Playing with the queen of hearts, knowing it ain't really smart. The joker ain't the only fool who'll do anything for you. Laying out another life, thinking about a life of crime. If that's what I have to do to keep me away from you.
Okay, I'd like to do a song.
Oh, carry on.
I was going to say, I want to do a song that Tommy Emmanuel recorded with Chet Atkins, and I learned it with Tommy, hanging around with him. Anyone seen Tommy Emmanuel? He's been here, I believe, yeah. Yeah, he's good. And this is called To Be or Not To Be. And I found out why it's called that. It's because it starts in B, then it goes to C, then it goes back to B again. So, clever, isn't it? To be or not to be.
you. That's a bit of Merle Travis there. That's typical Merle. Oh, so is this. It's called Blue Smoke.
Together.
here gone. I got a mess of the blues. Since he's gone, I got a mess of the blues. You went away and left me long time ago.
Plenty of time. sukiyaki.
Thank you very much.
is.
Elton does my songs all the time, so I thought I'd better return the favor. You know. Right, I'd now like to do the Allegro from Mozart's 40th Symphony in G minor. Here goes then. Mozart's 40th.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Now, I keep getting requests on some of the previous gigs I've done for a song, and I couldn't figure out how to do it for you on my own, especially with acoustic. But I figured out something. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you very much.